Yeah, Dad.
Always good to see you. I just want to reminisce a little bit about Yankees-Dodgers. And you have probably one of the great memories of all time in the history of this organization, because 1963 doesn't get any better, does it?
No, how you doing, Davey Lopes? Yeah,
no,
the great Davey Lopes.
Okay.
just went by, and
exactly.
And I want to say hi to him, a fellow base stealer.
Of course.
Extraordinaire.
Yeah, and you taught him a lot, too, because I remember those days.
Davey said, you know, I never worked with him one-on-one, but he was in the audience of a group.
Right, right.
Okay, getting back to your question.
63.
Well, that was really my first encounter with the Yankees. I didn't go back to the Brooklyn days where I had a lot of history with them, but I heard so much about the Yankees-Dodger rivalry leading up to the 63 World Series. Played against the great Whitey Ford, I was like a little leaguer trying to hit against him.
Really?
Man, he was a real Hall of Famer. His ball just exploded. You know, I had never seen balls explode like that when they get into the hitting zone. So he dominated me. I was looking forward to getting on base, though, and, you know, and driving him crazy, but I never did. I guess that the greatest memory from the 63 World Series is watching Mickey Mantle hit against Sandy Koufax. Mantle being a switch hitter, hitting right-handed. And Sandy and I were so close, and I played behind him so much that I knew his little tricks,
right.
I'm going to call them, for lack of a better term.
That's fine.
He threw Mickey Mantle a curveball that was high and wide out of the strike zone, far enough so he couldn't reach it. And then when he got the ball back, he was twisting his arm and elbow as if it was tight and everything, and then looked down for the sign again from John Roseboro, the catcher. Now, the first thought that goes through a hitter's head right there is that, wow, he can't get the curve over. He's coming with the fastball. So Mantle was set up for the fastball. Sandy threw this pitch that was high and wide of the strike zone and then fell off the table. Wham! For strike three. And Mickey just stood there and looked at it. And then he flipped his bat in the air. And as he walked away towards the visiting dugout on the first base side, he said, how are you supposed to hit that stuff? I'll always remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great experience.
How about beating the team that, you know, it's just everybody thinks of the Yankees and be able to sweep them in the series?
Yeah, I know. That doesn't hold true with everybody.
Right.
You know, to me, it was just another great game. It was a World Series. How big can you get?
Yeah. But to sweep the mighty Yankees, that wasn't a little bit special?
Well, we were in Yankee Stadium, I think, joining Johnny Padres. Pitched the first game, a great pitcher, Johnny Padres. Beat him the first game. I don't know who pitched the second game. But
I know who pitched the third game because I was here, Drysdale.
Drysdale pitched the third game.
And Ron Fairley made the last out against the bullpen gate.
Oh, yeah? Well, okay.
I remember that.
And then Sandy came back for the fourth
right.
game, and that was it.
Pretty good pitcher.
You know, I was still relatively young in my major league career because I started in 1959.
Right.
So you're talking about 63. How many years is that? Four?
Yeah, 4 years.
Five,
yeah.
Four. You do the math.
Four. Yeah, it's 4 years.
4 years. And I played 14 years. So you see, I'm still relatively new. But I was happy. Hey, we beat the great Yankees, and I'm going to get a World Series check. Because it didn't make any money, salary-wise.
What was the World Series check, by the way, then?
It was more probably, you know, maybe 10,000, 12,000.
Really?
Whoa, that was big. Yeah.
Hey, but that's a nice chunk compared to what you had during the regular season,
well,
too, right?
Well, yeah. In 1959, when I came up, the major league minimum, which I made, was $4,000.
Wow.
And when I got a World Series check, we beat the White Sox.
Right.
The winning share was $11,000. I was going to quit and get that place in the country I always wanted. $11,000. So I actually can say with it, truthfully,
yes.
My whole career was all about being a major league player and being on a winning team with the Dodgers. It wasn't about salary.
Of course.
It wasn't about salary.
I have it for you.
God. I was MVP in 1962, changed the game with 104 stolen bases. I was the MVP in the All-Star game in 62. And in 1962, I was selected as the number one professional athlete in the world, to beat Arnold Palmer,
wow.
by just a couple of votes. Jim Brown in football, and Wilt Chamberlain, and all these guys. Floyd Patterson was a heavyweight champion, and they picked Little Maury here as the number one professional athlete in the world.
Awesome.
I got a $6,000 raise next year, and went out and had another great year, 300.
Good for you, Maury. But if I mention Dodgers Yankees now, after all these years, is there still a little something special about the matchup?
Oh, it is special.
Look at the media turnout here.
Oh yeah, I know. You should hear my phone ringing off the hook.
Really?
People wanting tickets. I said, I can't get tickets for the Yankee game. I'm not even going to go close to that. But that's the mystique of the Dodgers and the Yankees playing. I mean, you know, individually is great.
Right.
Put them together, and it's crazy.
Thanks.
Oh, I'm with you all the way, Ted.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
All right.